business.
Big tech and antitrust. An unepic victory. Apple wins a court battle against Epic Games. Sort of.
California has always been a place for people with big ambitions and big dreams. We are proud to call California our home. It is unclear why Tim Cook, Apple's boss, prefaced the launch of the iPhone 13 on September 14th with a serenade to the Golden State. It was certainly not a reaction to the ruling handed down days earlier by federal judge there Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers. Her decision in a lawsuit brought against Apple by Epic Games, which owns Fortnite, a popular video game, will make Mr. Cook's life tougher. On a skim of the 185-page decision, Apple can claim to be the winner. Broadly speaking, Epic had accused the iPhone maker of abusing a monopoly over its App Store by, among other things, forcing developers to use Apple's in-app payment system and to pay excessive commissions of up to 30%. Not so, the judge argued. In her view, the relevant market is not the iPhone or the App Store, but digital mobile gaming transactions, where Apple competes with Google's Android operating system. Although Apple controls more than half of this market, that does not amount to wrongdoing. Success is not illegal, Ms. Gonzalez-Rogers wrote, adding that no evidence was presented to suggest that Apple erected barriers to entry or engaged in conduct decreasing output or innovation. Tim Sweeney, Epic's boss, did not hide his disappointment. Today's ruling isn't a win for developers or for consumers, he tweeted, and vowed to fight on for fair competition for a billion consumers. Apple did not hold back its glee. In a statement, Kate Adams, Apple's general counsel, called it a resounding victory. We're extremely pleased with this decision.